right, guys. Thank you for joining me today. This is The Angry Prepper. Today's episode, episode 28, is going to talk about the intricacies of bugging out. The many things that can go on when bugging out, it's you can't account for all of it and you can't see all of it coming. A lot of it, man, is just going to surprise the hell out of you, right? Nonetheless, you might still have to bug out. You might have to still continue to get to your destination. So, you're going to need determination, right? Now, determination is a must. It's not maybe or I can't do it. It's you have to get to your point B or C, wherever it is, that's where you have to go. You need that determination. You need that determination for yourself and your family and even your friends, right? So don't be lackadaisical. Don't be easy. Don't have a surface mentality or hippie's mentality. Yeah, man, when we get there, we'll get there. You know, it will take our time. No, that doesn't work with bugging out, right? So with determination, you're also going to have to know your limits. That is important because going above and beyond your means, your physicality, is going to get you into trouble. So know where you lie. Meaning, don't pack an 80-pound bug-out bag knowing you can't handle it, thinking I'll take it one day at a time. It does not work that way. You're going to have to know your limits. Meaning, if you have ailments, whether it's a back, knee problem, neck, you're sick, you're suffering from diabetes, seizures, know your limitations, know how far you can go, and know what you can carry. When it comes to knowing what you can carry, pack alignment and comfort. You have to pick the right bag, right? Now, I've said this before, I'm saying it again. You have to pick the right bag. You have to get fitted. You have to make sure it works. You have to make sure you pack your pack correctly so you're not walking to your bug out location and this bag on your back is too heavy, sitting the wrong way, tilted away from your back, causing you to fall over every time you try to stand up straight, or tilted so far away from your back, you leaned over. And now you're walking like a hunchback, right? So make sure your pack is comfortable and make sure it's aligned properly, right? The weight of your pack plays a big role. Like I said before, if it's too heavy, you're going to move slow or not at all, right? Depends on how heavy it is. The lighter you pack, the faster you're going to move. So you got to keep that in mind. Proper bag size is a big to-do only because there's a school of thought. The bigger the bag, the more shit you carry. I'm the opposite of that. I got a nice size bag. I pack what I need, not what I want. I also leave room in there in case you want to collect something, whether you find more canned goods along the way, more bottles of water, something of use, you have room to put in your bag. Now, physical conditioning. In the prepper community, no one wants to talk about this. I will do a more in-depth video and podcast on this subject. I'm probably not going to get any views, but nonetheless, it needs to be said and done. If you are overweight, you need to lose the weight, period. Not for bugging out, not for emergency preparedness, for your health, okay? You're going to wonder when it's time to bug out why you're not moving as fast as the next guy next to you. Well, you probably already know. But you have to be in some kind of physical condition. I mean, you have to be a runner. You can be an overweight guy, but have lungs, you know, like a fish, and be able to push on and move. That's fine. But you still need to shed the weight because you're going to be carrying more weight on your back. So if you're 250 pounds and you're 5'10", whether you're muscle or fat, that is pretty heavy. But a guy with muscle can handle a lot better than a guy who's fat. So you're going to need to drop the weight, right? Now, even me, I'm 40 years old. I'm 260 pounds. I'm pretty, muscular and a mix of fat. My body can handle it. But I'm dropping the weight just because I'm getting older. One, two, I don't want to carry this weight anymore. It was fun when I was younger. Now it's not fun anymore, right? I need to drop the weight, but I can still carry my bag, and walk the distance with no problem. Lightweight gear. Now, lightweight gear are for those who have, first of all, the elderly and kids. That's what lightweight gear is for, and those with physical ailments, knee, back, neck, foot problems, right? You want to carry lighter gear, that's great, but you're going to spend the money. You're not going to find lightweight gear for cheap unless you find it used. So if you can find lightweight gear, by all means, build up to it. I'm not saying run out tomorrow and get all the lightweight titanium cookware and stove and these light mesh bags they're making now. Don't run out and get it. Build up to it. Proper packing, we spoke about it already. Proper packing is just properly packed. Make sure the weight on your back is situated well. Don't overpack. Don't underpack. Rush packing. Now, rush packing is a thing for people who don't prep, meaning they don't have a bug out bag. Something goes down. They grab their book bag and they cram all this shit they don't need. That's called rush packing. Even if you know what you're doing, you might be able to get away with rush packing. Like if I was, Vermont and something went down, I can rush pack, but grab the shit I need, put in my backpack and go. But it's, I advised against it. Quick meals. You're going to want to have meals that you can just eat on the go, like candy bars or protein bars or even MREs that you could rip open and eat and go at the same time. Is that uncomfortable? Yes, it actually sucks. But if you have a destination to get to and you have a certain time to get to that destination, you might want to consider quick meals. Keep your noise low to non-existent. That's easy to do if you're by yourself, but if you're in a group, you guys are going to be making noise, right? Now, unless you train this group how to be stealthy, it's hard. But a couple of tips, don't leave any of your canteens and metal cookware hanging on the outside of your bag. Try to fill up your canteen. Try to top it off when you can to minimize the noise of the water slushing around. And if you can't do that, you can wrap a sock in it and minimize the noise a little more. But other than that, try to keep your talking to a minimum. No shouting and yelling as you're walking. If you're walking in line, most of you should be quiet. There should be no communication other than the guy in the front and the rear on the radios. And even then, they're keeping the chatter down to a minimum. Keep your signature low, meaning when you hit a campsite, pitch your tent, build your fire. When you leave, you take down your tent, you destroy the fire, meaning you dump a lot of dirt onto it until it's cool again. Try not to leave a big disturbance behind. I mean, it is hard when you're in a group, but the more you practice it and see it when you go camping, the better off you'll be when you have to bug out and keep your signature low. Now, I'm going to try to do a video on that and see how it turns out. But it's pretty hard to do if you don't know what you're doing. Landmarking. That is keeping your point of reference without a map or a compass, right? So if you're walking to your bug out location and you don't have a map or a compass, which, listen, when it comes to secret things like that, I am a big fan of no map, no compass, right? A compass really doesn't prove anything, but a map does, right? And especially if you mark it. If you don't mark the map and know where you need to be, that's also fine. Your fire starting techniques, keep it simple. Matches and lighters. When you're bugging out, that is not the time to become Davy Crockett and rub two sticks together, use your flint and steel to start a fire, right? Or even your ferro rod. Keep it simple. You want to light your fire, get warm quick, you want to cook your food quick, and then keep the fire low. Know your water sources on your route. On your bug out route, sorry, right? So know exactly where they are and know whether they're clean or not. Okay, so one water source I did a video on was contaminated by a nearby airport. I used a water filter in it to demonstrate how the water didn't taste funny anymore and have a smell. And that's on my outdoor channel, if I'm not mistaken. So know your water source, know how dirty they are, contaminated, know the exact points or water source you want to gather water from. That is important. It saves time, right? Instead of you running low on water and trying to figure out where to go or going off course, figure out where those water sources are and how far apart they are from one another, and use that in your route bugging out. Footwear. Footwear is very, very important. With no feet, with bad feet, with hurting feet, you're not going anywhere, right? So people usually buy new footwear when we do our bug out weekends, which, to be honest, is not a bad idea, because you're, at least you're breaking them in while you're practicing with them, if you will. But when you're bugging out, new shoes is not the time to wear and try to walk in them. You'll regret it, trust me. So the right footwear for you is what you need to invest in, right? Invest in some good money and a good pair of boots, whether that's hiking, walking. Just get yourself a good pair. The right size, right? Too small, your feet are going to hate you. Too big, the shoes might flop around. Socks, a good pair of socks. Keep your feet warm and dry. Protect your feet, right? You get a blister on it, address it right away. Don't wait till it pops and gets infected, because now you're out of the game for a couple of days until the infection goes away. Should you be taking some antibiotics? Fast shelters. Fast shelters are shelters that you can pitch and break down easily and fast, right? So tents, tarps, bivy bags, emergency blankets, and blankets. Blankets are probably the absolute, right? You lay on some leaves, branches, leaves, throw the blanket over you. All you have to do is get up and go and kick that stuff to the side. Tarps, if you know how to set up a tarp inside of a minute or two, great. Use a tarp. Bivy bags, again, even easier. Sleeping bags, even easier, right? There are some tents you could put up and collapse inside of seconds. Those are good. But if you have to sit there and take 5 minutes to build it and then 5 minutes to break it down, that is no good. Unless you're pitching a family tent for you and your family, if you're by yourself or just with you and somebody else, learn how to break that tent down. Hell, even a family tent, you can get down in probably 2-3 minutes if you know what you're doing. Therefore, practice with that tent. Now, other items you should have: a map and a compass. I know I said that I'm a big fan of not using them. Don't mark them. Just have them on you in case you get lost, in case you have to deviate from your route. Real meals, those are bigger meals that you would have in your bag. Those are meals that when the day is over, you're sitting by the fire, cooking it and eating it. Now, I'm not saying have a cookout with burgers and steaks and things like that. No. MREs. Just boil some water, drop the MRE bag in the cup, let it heat up that way. But it's nonetheless, it's a bigger meal to eat than a protein bar or cereal bar or whatever, right? Comprehensive first aid kits, that goes without saying. Duct tape, everyone needs duct tape. Duct tape is like the cure-all for everything. 550 cord. I would carry probably 100 feet and break them down into 25 feet each. If you want to carry more, so be it. Thread to sew any clothes that might be damaged along the way. That's important, especially during the winter months. Now, seasonal clothing. The problem with living in New York State, so we have all four seasons, right? Some places don't. But we have all four, we truly have all four seasons. Therefore, keeping winter clothing in a bag is a bit of a pain in the ass. But you can minimize putting a winter jacket in there by putting thinner jackets, but layering up. So make sure you have a thermal in there, one of those neoprene jackets that are pretty light and easy to fold up. Have those in there, have some good gloves, and of course some warm wool socks. Now, you can pack thicker pants and things like that, but it's going to take up more room in your bag. So keep that in mind. You can also keep that clothing on standby. So meaning I would keep my winter clothing on top of my bags during the winter month, right? And my summer clothing, my shorts, tank top, things like that, that goes in the bag. So in the winter months, I have clothing ready to go. Now, can you roll up those clothings like your jacket and your pants and roll them on the outside of the bag? Yes, if you have room to do so, do so. But keep in mind that now it's on the outside of the bag. So if you're going to put clothing on the outside of your bag rolled up that way, use a dry bag. Put your clothing in a dry bag, roll that up, put on the outside of the bag. So no matter how hard it rains or snows, your clothing is dry. It might be cold when you put it on, but it'll be dry. All right, guys, I was trying to get through this podcast a little fast, but it didn't work. So anyway, you could like and subscribe to my two YouTube channels, The Angry Prepper Urban and The Angry Prepper Outdoors. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter. And thank you guys for listening. And listen, if you have any problem with anything I said, please email me at angryprepper@gmail.com. Thank you.